Praise the Lord. Good to have Brother Johnson and Ashley home. God bless you. We missed y'all. Good to have you back. Praise the Lord. All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I meant to mention this Sunday. I'll get there in a minute. Just hang on. But this is a beautiful, isn't that a beautiful organ? I mean, if nobody plays, it looks good. Amen. But my wife does a great job, and others will be learning, and we're excited about it. Did you know that was donated to us by the Roberts family, friends of Sister Dickerson? And we so much appreciate that. We're really wanting them to come hear it. That's the main thing, so we can get them in the church doors. Amen. So we look forward to them coming. They're great people. We had a really good visit with them. They not only donated it, but they rented a trailer to bring it. Well, you can't beat a deal like that, can you? Brought it over here, and I think he would have unloaded it by himself if he could have. But we did lend a little hand. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this subject, surviving the days of deception. Surviving the days of deception. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Satan is a deceiver. That's his job. And I don't want to give him any credit, but he is good at it. He's done a really, really good job. If you don't believe it, look around here and then look outside. Look at how many are here. Look at how many are out there. Amen. He's done a tremendous job of deceiving. He first, of course, deceived Eve. He did not deceive Adam. Adam was not deceived. He was just flat out disobedient because he knew better. But Eve was deceived by the deceiver. We still have the same inclinations that Eve had. We can't be too hard on her. Yeah, I know we can blame her all we want to, but I'm kind of glad it was Eve and not me. If somebody would have messed up somewhere, so I'm glad it was her, and she got all the blame. So it was all said and done by the time it got to you and me. But he was deceived by the deceiver. Same things that work then work now. The Bible said the first thing she did was she saw the fruit. That was the lust of the eyes. And it was good for food. And though it was forbidden, it looked good. Now don't you deceive yourself. Some sin still looks good. If it didn't, nobody would do it. If sin was not attractive, nobody would want to sin. So sin is attractive. We have to be honest with ourselves. And there's fun in sin. There's pleasure in sin. If there were not, then nobody would be sinning. Amen. So it's out there. It's just that we realize that there's a hook inside the bait. And we ignore the bait because we don't want the hook. We learned already that you play with fire, you'll get burned. And so we have learned that lesson. But Satan is a deceiver. She looked and she saw that it was good. And then she decided that, and I don't know how she come to this decision, that it would make her wise. You know, we have this desire to know things. That's why there's the National Enquirer. That's why you go to the newsstand, you're sitting there getting ready to check out at the grocery store, and it's full of all this wonderful news that you don't need to know. I mean, I don't care whoever's with this week. Doesn't make any difference to me. But apparently it does to somebody, because it sells magazines. I don't care what they're wearing. I just wish they'd wear more of it. That's the problem. But nonetheless, it sells, because everybody wants to know. One of the greatest enterprises in the world is the telephone, because everybody wants to know. Amen. Television, because everybody wants to know. Amen. Radio, because everybody wants to know. There's this desire in us to know things, even things that we shouldn't know, and things that once we learn, we wish we didn't know. But we have the desire to know. That was in Eve also. She knew good, but Satan said, you can also know evil. Well, once she found that out, she wished she hadn't taken that step. But you can't unlearn things. Isn't that true? It would be nice if we could unlearn things, but we cannot. So Satan is a deceiver. He deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 13, it said, speaking of certain men in the Corinthian church, Paul said, for such are false apostles. Everybody knows that word, false. How do you know a false apostle? They're deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. In other words, don't forget there's a judgment. It will all be revealed in its time. Amen. Now, you generally can know people that are false workers. The Bible said, how shall you know them? By their fruit. Just watch their fruit. Is it Christian or not? What is their motive for the gospel? Amen. The Bible said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so generally what people talk about all the time, that's what's in their heart. Amen. And so you can know people. And know, the Bible does say that. It says, know those that labor among you. How do you know them? Again, just observe the fruit in their life. Amen. Listen to what they say. Amen. It's not hard to tell if somebody's bitter, because you'll hear the bitterness. It's not hard to learn if somebody's avaricious, because they'll talk about material things all the time and money. It's not hard to tell if somebody's lustful, because they'll talk about carnal things. It's not hard to discern a person if you just take a little time to listen and observe what's going on in their lives. And so the Bible said we need to do that. We need to know the people that are around us. It's important that we do that. Amen. So they appear one way, but you can know them. You can know them. And we should know them. Did you know that there are, last time I counted, it's been a number of years ago, more than 1,200 religions in the world today? You talk about a lot of deception. That's a lot of deception. 1,200 religions. in the world today. So that's a lot of deception that's going on. How do we survive? Jesus warned us about deception. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and verse 5, he said this, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. Now that's happened. I've observed numbers of times in my lifetime. Some of you remember back in the 80s, there was a big ad in a newspaper that said, the Christ is coming. And it was some individual, I don't remember his name now, it was easy to forget. Amen. But he claimed to be the Christ. Amen. And others have claimed to be the Christ. I met a fellow down in South Texas. He didn't claim to be Jesus, but he said he was in jail with him down in Mexico. Shared a peanut butter sandwich with him, and he said he don't call himself Jesus anymore. Now he calls himself Lightning. Amen. I don't know who he was with, but it wasn't Jesus. I promise you, he's not in a jail in Mexico. He's sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. He's King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. He's glorified. Amen. And he's victorious today. Praise God. But there's a lot of deception in the world today. A lot of false Christ. Jesus said there will be some. There's going to be people that call themselves Christ or the anointed or call themselves the Savior, the Messiah. He said, but don't believe them. Don't go out. And then verse number 11, Matthew 24, he said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Now, there's a difference in a Christ and a prophet. A prophet stands in the room of another. He represents his God to people. But there are false prophets just as well as there are true prophets. In the Bible, there were false prophets, prophets of Baal, prophets of Ashtaroth, prophets of all the false gods. And we still have those people today. Be very careful. Be careful what you read. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful whom you listen to. There's a lot of false prophets out there. So Jesus said there would be a lot of false prophets and that they would deceive many people. Amen. It's amazing how deceived some people are today. Just how much darkness they live in. We really need to pray for light. Amen. And let our little light shine. And then in Matthew 24 and 24, he said, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and listen, and shall show great signs and wonders. About to say great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen. Now the scripture is very, very clear on this matter. The scripture said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. So signs follow believers. Believers do not follow signs. It doesn't matter how much power an individual seems to have. It doesn't matter what a great speaker they are. It doesn't matter how many people they heal. It doesn't matter how many miracles they do. Amen. If they are not living according to Scripture, they're false prophets and they're false Christ, and the elect must leave them alone. Amen. Praise God. So there, the Bible said that they'll be, didn't they do it in Moses' time? They did some signs in Moses' time. They did. The Lord told Israel, he said, I will send false prophets among you. And he said, and they will do signs and wonders. And he said, because I will try you to see if you'll follow them. Amen. God allows these things to happen. But be careful that you don't follow signs. Amen. It's very, very important tonight. Hallelujah. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. He said, but if I preach any other gospel than what I've already preached to you, he said, let me be accursed. If an angel preaches any other message, he said, let him be accursed. Amen. So he's telling if you have anybody that strays away from the message, he said, you quit following. Don't care how powerful they are. Don't care how quote unquote anointed they are. If they quit preaching truth, you quit following that man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we've got to be careful because there are some days of deception that are ahead and we are living in these times. Amen. The apostles warned us. The apostle Paul here in 2 Timothy gives us several warnings. Look at verse number 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. In other words, if they talk the talk but don't walk the walk, don't follow. If they have a form of godliness but they deny the power of godliness, don't follow. If they're pretenders and professors but not possessors, don't follow. Amen. And then he said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins away with divers lust. In other words, they're sensual and they are lustful people and don't follow them. Then here characterizes ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. In other words, they've got a new doctrine every day. Oh, the Lord just showed me. The Lord revealed to me. I met a man one time, scared the liver out of me just about. I didn't know at first. I knew there was something a little odd about the fella, but I won't even tell you how he said it. But he had no regard whatsoever for the Bible. He could sing, play the guitar, and very talented individual, and he could preach, and he could shout, and he could carry on. But when it came to the Bible, he said, God tells me what to say. He said, I don't care anything about that book. And then he went on to tell me what I could do with it. Amen. Claimed to be a Christian. Preached in the name of Christ. Hooped and hollered and talked about miracles and carrying on. You would have thought he was a very spiritual man. But he had no regard for the word of the Lord. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of truth. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of truth. You know what one of the mantras of this time is that's scary? People say, doctrine divides the church. That is so foolish. Doctrine defines the church. Doctrine is the skeleton that gives form and strength to the body. Without doctrine, we would be lifeless and we would be weak and we would not be able to move and to do the work of God. You have to have doctrine, folks. Doctrine never divided the church. False doctrine did, but not doctrine. Anybody starts telling you that doctrine divides the church, you need to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Amen. You know what made the church strong? The Bible says, and they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine's important. Amen. You know why we have 1,200 religions in the world today? Because people didn't continue in the doctrine. There'd just be one church today if everybody had continued in the doctrine. If everybody still preached what the apostles preached on the day of Pentecost, there'd still just be one church. We wouldn't have any of these issues about how many gods there are and what name to baptize in and the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, all those things would be settled if we had continued in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. And so we've got to be careful, because he said they're ever learning but never come into the knowledge of the truth. And then he goes on to examine them a little bit further. He said, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. That's pretty strong words, isn't it? But you know what? When people refuse to acknowledge truth, then they're reprobate concerning truth. And there are some people that are there. I'm so very sorry that that's the case, but that is the truth. Amen. Who is Jannes and Jambres? Those were the two men that withstood Moses, and they repeated some miracles and some miracle signs. And they could have deceived some people, but Moses persevered, and God backed him up. Amen. If you'll persevere, the Lord will stand with you. Don't ever turn and run. Just keep believing. Just keep believing. Amen. Verse 9, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. You see, there are people all through history that have been great personages, and then somewhere along the way, the light came on and they were revealed for who they were. They deceived some folks, but after a while, the Lord allowed them to be revealed and the light to shine. So be very careful who you follow. And then, again, in the 13th verse, chapter 3, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. Deceiving and being deceived. That's amazing to me that deceivers are open to deception. They're deceived and they go with other deceivers and they just feed off one another. And they get further and further in deception. And then 2 Timothy 4, chapter verse 3 and 4, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The word sound means healthy. Something that's healthy. Something that's sound is healthy. If it's unsound, that means it's diseased and decayed. And said, they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. You see, this is what happens when people do not want to maintain the knowledge of God, and they just want it their way. You could call that the Burger King doctrine. Have it your way. There's a lot of people like that. They want it their way. Amen. Don't tell me. I've had people say, well, you know, y'all are so emphatic. Well, you can be when you preach the word of the Lord, and you better be. Amen. It's just the way it is. It's truth. I hate to be offensive. Don't want to be offensive with the truth. Don't want to try to choke people with the truth. Don't want to knock people down with the truth. But, you know, if you know the truth, you preach with confidence and anointing and excitement. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so he said, but there's some they know what they want. The way they want to live. And so they'll search until they find somebody that preaches what they want to hear. And these days you can do that. Amen. You just keep shopping, you'll find somebody. If you'll tell them what to preach, they'll just preach it to you and be just as happy. Amen. That happened in the scripture. Praise God. But nonetheless, he said, be very careful. This is deception. These are days of deception. Amen. We do not want the scripture to conform to us. but we want to conform to the Scriptures. Amen. Find a church that is scriptural and stick with that. Amen. That's important to us tonight. And then Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. But I say avoid them. People that are contrary to truth, he said avoid them. People that don't want to line up with the Word of God, he said avoid them. Avoid them. Amen. Mark them. Amen. For they are such, they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Amen. It's very, very important, folks, that we love the Word of the Lord and be very careful. And when people are contrary, and when you have the Spirit of truth, it recognizes truth. Whenever people say something that's not truth, there's a little warning that goes off inside of you. There's this little flag that goes up and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound quite right. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the Spirit of truth. Amen. And so he said they're going to come these deceivers in the last days. And we've got to be very, very careful. Ephesians 4 and 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So he said, grow up. Grow up. Amen. And don't be tossed to and fro. Praise the Lord. Now, that's the danger of a new convert if you're not careful, you see. And then you got to get founded in something. So first of all, he said, you these are deceivers. They're out there. Now, let me dedicate the rest of this message to our protection. God has not left us unprotected. God has given us some protections that will keep us in the days of deception. First of all, the Word of God is our protection. This is the greatest protection that you'll ever have right here. That's why we need to know this. David said that I have hid thy word in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So get it down inside of your heart. Not just in your head. It's good to have it in your head, but you got to get it deeper than that. You got to get it down in your heart. Amen. The Bible said that we got to love the truth. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. I'm so glad I know truth tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And once you know it, it's glorious. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And once you know it, you got to protect it and keep it. Praise the Lord. Don't go back to deception. Praise the Lord. I've known a few people that got a little discouraged and upset with some things, and a little bitterness set in, and they went back to things that they had left previously. And that's tragic. Amen. I know some folks that got upset and went back, and they took their kids with them. And then later on, they came back to truth, but their kids are still over there. And that's the travesty. That's why you got to be very careful about leaving, because you may make it back, but those that you lead away with you may not. And that's one of the greatest griefs that people have to bear. Amen. So be very careful. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I love that verse because it's so true. The truth makes you free. Amen. I'm not going to ask you if any ever told a lie. But you know one of the greatest problems with lying is trying to keep it straight. It's hard to remember how you told it. And then you got to keep lying to cover it up. And then, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Amen. That's true, isn't it? But you see, the truth, you can just keep telling over and over and over again because it's always the same. That's freedom. Praise the Lord. Thank God the truth sets us free. I'm grateful for that. And then, so the scripture then is our protection. Timothy, 2 Timothy, again, chapter number 3, verse 10, he said, listen very carefully, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. And then verse 14, continue thou in things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. Thank God for this truth. Now, it's important that you know the word of the Lord, and it's also important that you know the preacher. That's what Paul's pointing out here. He said, listen very carefully. Let me read it again. He said, thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose or motive, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. In other words, he said, Timothy, you not only heard what I said, but you saw me live it. Amen. Praise God. Now, if a person may live truth or preach truth without living truth, to some degree. Amen. But Paul said, you saw it in my life. You watched it. You watched the fruit of it. And so that's also important. Be very careful. Amen. Because people that love truth and live truth, you can always believe them. And then he went on to say it again in verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. So you have had good leadership. Amen. It's important that you have good leadership. It's important that you follow good leadership. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so that's one of the things that will keep you from being deceived. You have good leadership. Find good leadership. Follow good leadership. And then the Holy Ghost will protect us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. Amen. So the Holy Ghost will lead you. And isn't that true? Praise the Lord. Again, that's amazing. The Holy Ghost, and I've taught a lot of Bible studies to people from different persuasions and different kinds of religions and organizations. And you know what? When you teach just the Bible, it's amazing how they see that and latch onto that. Praise God. I've had people get upset with what they were taught, and they'd want to bring it up, and they'd say, wait. Amen. We're not here to talk about that. I told you at the beginning, this Bible said, we're not going to talk about any other churches. We're not going to talk about other preachers. We're not going to talk about other doctrines. We're just going to talk about what the Bible says. Amen. And you know what? The beauty is you can teach what the Bible says, and that's all you need to teach. You don't have to worry about tearing down somebody else or what somebody else believes. You don't have to run down what they believe. You just teach what the Scripture says. Amen. Praise God. Just teach what the Bible says. That's all you got to do. Amen. And people that are hungry for truth will latch on to that. And they'll say, wow, I see it. I understand that. Praise the Lord. And then later on they'll be saying, yeah, that's what I believed all along. Praise God. I just didn't know how to say it. Praise God. That's the Spirit of truth. It leads them. People that are hungry will be led by the Spirit of truth. Amen. Keep following the Spirit of truth. Only the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Ghost gives us power. Acts 1 and 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. So the Holy Ghost empowers us. Boy, if we ever needed Holy Ghost power, we need it today. Woo, hallelujah. But guess what? The Holy Ghost is still powerful. Amen. It'll still give us power and victory even in this present world. Do you know what? No matter, doesn't matter how much darkness there is, it never has extinguished a light. Ever. I've never walked into a building that the lights were on and the darkness turned them off. Never have. It can be ever so dark, but you can strike one little match and it'll defeat all the darkness that's around it. Praise God. You see, light is always stronger than the darkness. That's the power of light. That's the power of truth. That's the power of righteousness. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost gives you power. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will lead us. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." But say, walk in the Spirit. Amen. As it guides you, leads your footsteps, just walk in it. And when you do that, you will never fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the Spirit will always lead you in righteousness. I'm talking about surviving the days of deception. Everybody saying, come this way, come this way, come this way. Go here, go there, do this, do that. But what does the Spirit of truth say? What does the Holy Ghost say? If you listen to the Spirit of the Lord, He will lead you always in the right way. Yes, He will. Amen. And following the Spirit of truth, walking in the Holy Ghost, you will not fall in the day of deception. You'll be able to walk through all of the darkness and all of those voices calling from every direction. And you'll be able to discern truth and follow truth, obey truth, preserve truth, and be saved by truth. Amen. And then lastly, you just simply got to love the truth. That's how you defeat deception. Just love the truth. Amen. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23 said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Once you latch on to it, friend, you hang on to it for dear life. Don't let anything draw you aside. Don't let anything turn your head. Don't let anything cause you to stumble, but walk in truth. And then 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 7, I believe it is. I can't read my own writing here. Amen. Do you ever have that problem? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now this is talking about the Antichrist. But we already know that the Christ is going to take care of the Antichrist. The Christ is going to consume him with his mouth, and he's going to destroy him with the brightness of his coming. So we know we already are assured of victory before the Antichrist is ever revealed. Amen. Now listen to what's going to happen. He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now what's coming upon the world, friend, you know, it's easier to live for God when there's not a lot of sin available. Let me give you an example. There was a preacher by the name of Billy Sunday in the turn of the century, and back in the 40s and the 50s. And Billy Sunday could literally pack an auditorium. They said that they even had sometimes had to build a tabernacle big enough when he came to town, because he would literally, people loved to hear him preach, and people would come to hear him preach, and they'd have to build bigger buildings to get him there. Until the introduction of television. Once television was introduced, Billy Sunday's crowds diminished, because people had other forms of entertainment. Many were going just to be entertained. They had nothing else to do. But when they were given a choice between Billy Sunday preaching the Word of God and the television, they loved Lucy more than Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And we are living in a time when sin is rampant. There are more avenues of sin available for people today than any time in history. There are opportunities to sin anywhere, anytime, 24 hours a day. Literally, we are living in when the world has literally been inundated with iniquity. And that this is the world we're living in. So, but I'm telling you, you can survive the days of deception. No matter how, what did the scripture say? Where sin doth abound, what? Grace doth much more abound. Amen. In other words, when sin comes, the Bible said, like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against it. What's a standard? It's a flag. In other words, when sin comes in, he raises the flag and says, here I am. Praise the Lord. I'm here. Hallelujah. I have not turned tail and run. Amen. That old glory is still waving. Praise God. There's still victory in Jesus. You can still overcome and be righteous in the middle of unrighteousness. He's just letting us know tonight. Praise God. He said that iniquity is going to abound, he said, but and the love of many shall wax cold. But not everybody. Not everybody. Because some people got a love for the truth. They got a love for the truth. Amen. Now here's the sad thing about not loving truth. You got to settle it, folks, in your mind and your heart. You can't be wishy-washy. You got to buy this and not sell it. And just simply say, I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. We got to get the spirit of Naboth. Amen. When the king wanted to buy his vineyard that had been in his family, given him as a gift from God, he said, uh-uh. He said, this is not for sale. The king said, well, I'll give you a good price. He said, it's not for sale. I'll give you another one. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. It cost him his life. But he said, it's not for sale. We've got to make up our minds that truth is that important to us, and we're not for sale. Amen. And so we got to come to that conclusion. Because if not, verse 11 said, for this cause, notice this very carefully, God shall send them strong delusion. Not the devil. God shall send them strong delusion. And they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not truth, but had pleasure in righteousness. You see, God tries the hearts and spirits of people. And he reveals what's there. He reveals what's there. And this is what happened. Some folks that didn't love the truth, he gave them opportunity to believe something else. And they believed the lie. Amen. But if you'll love the truth, you know it, you got it, you hold on to it, don't let go of it, don't change it. Amen. You're going to survive the days of deception. you will survive the days of deception. Let's stand together. Praise God. We got to be strong in our minds tonight. We got to be strong in our spirit tonight. Praise God. But I'll tell you one thing. If you'll love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're going to survive the days of deception. Praise the Lord. Amen. This truth is powerful. We had a funeral service here last week for a precious, precious child of God. Amen. Age had taken its toll on Sister Lowry. But you know what? She was still a soldier of the cross. Some things she didn't recognize or know. But I'll tell you what, you start singing, "I'll Fly Away," and her hands get to clapping. Amen. You start praying, and instantly her hands were going to go up. Amen. There were certain things that she had said a long time ago, and those things were still there. My sweet little aunt was attacked by the horrible disease of Alzheimer's, and it really robbed a lot of her memory. And she didn't know people. She didn't sometimes even recognize her own daughter in the end. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, it never took the Holy Ghost. You could recognize her room because she played the, what do you call it, the harmonica, the little mouth harmonica. And you'd hear down there and she'd be playing "When the Saints Go Marching In." She didn't know what day it was. She didn't know if she'd eaten or not. Amen. Didn't know her daughter or anybody else. But she knew when the saints go marching in. Just over in the glory land. Oh, I want to see him. And all day long, she'd just play. And then she'd stop and she'd pray and talk in tongues a little while. Amen. Praise. I'm telling you, if you get this truth in you, it doesn't matter what else happens. It'll preserve you. Amen. You keep the truth. And when you can't keep truth anymore, it'll keep you. He'll never leave you. You'll survive the days of deception. Amen. If you just love the truth more than you love anything else in this world. Amen. I think it would be good to settle it again, would you? Amen. Here's an altar. Let's just come and lift our hands and spend a little time thanking God for the truth and hiding it in our hearts. Amen.